Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, though a nation that seems to be finding it next to impossible to unify in any meaningful sense, at least right now about politics. And again, we're coming up to another election year. That's the way the system works. A chance for the unity that American voters say they want. We will find out about that with a conversation with Doug Schoen, who's a friend of this show. His new book, America, Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy, is brand new in paperback. It's released yesterday. And that's a great opportunity to speak to Doug about the forthcoming election, about recent polling that his firm has concluded. Doug Schoen, of course, was best known for being a very trusted advisor and influential aide to President Bill Clinton, who helped devise a triangulation strategy that led to Clinton's 1996 comeback. And during the mid-90s, he went on to work as a strategist for Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Prime Minister Tony Blair, and more. Doug, okay, what is most stunning to you? I was looking at some of the numbers that have just been published from your new poll, and 66% of voters, including very strong majorities of independents and even of Democrats, agree that Biden and the National Democrats are out of touch.
Well, what you is, know, what? Michael, I think objectively speaking, they are out of touch. I think Joe Manchin, to a much greater degree than the organized Democratic Party in Washington, speaks for the American people. I mean, you look at the multi-trillions of dollars we've spent, the inflation that's resulted, and the size of the initiative that the president and the Democrats were proposing until Manchin declared it DOA. Hard to see that as anything other than an outside the mainstream and out of touch initiative.
Yeah, and by the way, and what's shocking about that is that first of all, the most destructive part of the agenda did not get passed, and probably thanks to Joe Manchin will not get passed. And by a lot of measures, the economy isn't that bad. The recovery that we're supposed to be in the midst of and preserving, is most of the concern about inflation, or is the concern and the idea that Democrats are out of touch also reflect some cultural issues, like critical race theory and what we teach our children?
Yeah, absolutely. It reflects, I think, three things. It reflects the economy first and foremost, inflation. I think it does reflect cultural issues, as we saw in the Virginia election, and critical race theory, and the notion that somehow parents don't, for whatever reason, have a role in their kids' education. And the third thing is, it is very clear, whatever you think about the pandemic and whatever ought to be done or not done, it is clear that the Democrats are, and the president, are playing catch up and are on their back foot. There is no great leadership there, nor great confidence in the ability of the Democratic administration to manage it.
So you talk to Democrats all the time. I mean, you've been a Democrat most of your life. When you point this stuff out, when you look at the numbers from your poll, and the numbers are, as they say in law school, dispositive.
Yes.
They close the case. This is a administration, is a party in trouble.
Yes.
And if the Biden administration isn't popular, is that because everybody's going to the squad, as a more popular expression of the progressive instinct?
Inside the Democratic Party, there is certainly, Michael, sentiment to support a more authentic version of progressivism than the one Joe Biden stands for, though Joe Biden's done a pretty good job of implementing the Bernie Sanders agenda. But in the country at large, when you talk to leading Democrats, what they tell you, incredibly, Michael, is they tell you, oh, we just need to get Build Back Better and its component parts passed for people to recognize what we are doing. As difficult as it may be for you, and I dare say me, to appreciate that, that is the mainstream Democratic view, which to me is absurd and contrary to my entire life experience. Recent electoral results in the poll we conducted that you alluded to.
Okay, the one of the things that a number of prominent Democrats are saying is a point that was raised by Matt Continetti in a recent piece in the New York Times, where he says that Democrats are really counting on Trump to mess everything up, that there will be so much infighting among Republicans in this campaign of 2022, primary races for governor, primary races for senator, primary race on the House level, that the Republican Party's general numbers, which are basically anti-democratic party, aren't going to hold up. Do you think that's a real fear?
I think it's a largely illusory fear. Midterm elections tend to be referenda on the incumbent party in the White House. And as our poll suggests, and as you have articulated, there is so much antipathy to the Democrats that betting on the other party to self-destruct is a failed strategy. If I were Biden, I would be repositioning, as we did in the mid-90s, as you kindly said, but that's unlikely to happen. Ron Klain is now a true believer, he being the chief of staff to Joe Biden.
A lot of pressure because of this Joe Manchin defection to get rid of Ron Klain from the White House, and also pressure about Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor. Do you think there is a possibility of a White House shakeup before November of next year?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've known Ron Klain a long time. I don't know Jake Sullivan all that well. Both are smart, capable, competent guys. And in light of our foreign policy and domestic policy successes, I think it's entirely likely, logical, and reasonable that the president will make and should make changes. Will he make them? Remains to be seen, but in most governments, under most circumstances, that would be something that would be at the top of the list.
Sure. What else? What else should... you can't very well fire the vice president, but don't you think she would deserve it if she could be fired?
Absolutely. I mean, look, she was picked because politically Biden had said he was going to pick an African-American woman in exchange for Jim Clyburn's support in South Carolina. I think he thought she was the best choice of the group of black women available, and clearly she has not lived up to the expectations that he and indeed the American people had for her. But this is an administration in crisis. It is a failed administration, and I think it is not offering, as you said in your introduction, Michael, what the American people are looking for, which is unity, comity, centrism, consensus. We're not getting that, and we're unlikely to get it. And I very much hope that there is some recognition somewhere that that's what the American people want, need, and expect.
It's what they elected Joe Biden to be and to do. Doug Schoen, his new book is posted up at our website, America, Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy, new in paperback today. We'll be right back.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, pleasure speaking to you in the waning days, and I know it's not even Christmas yet, so you don't even want to think about New Year's, but it's looking to be the end of 2021, a great day on the markets today. A lot of people looking at their financial status, where they're going, what's happening, maybe even some of the people who have left the workforce may want to be returning because salaries are going up. And it's also a time to think about investments and ways that you can put your money, such as it is, whatever it is, to work for you. And one great opportunity to help with that is from my brother's company, Our Crowd, which is an outstanding resource that helps to place crowdsourced investments. They don't have to be big. They can be very minor in high-tech startups, particularly in the nation of Israel, but also across the United States with a phenomenal record of success. You can find out about it easily and find out about some of these literally hundreds of companies and what they do and what they've done. And it's free. It costs you nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and read about some of these developments that could be great opportunities for you. At Our Crowd, go to michaelmedved.com for a free weekly update on what's happening in the world of high-tech startups. Got a couple of email messages on the issue of swearing and of harsh language and what that means in relation to the pandemic. There's an interesting piece from Marie Ann Shaker in the Wall Street Journal. In any event, the Christian writes in from Simi Valley, California, home of the Reagan Library. Do you think the rise in casual swearing under the pandemic could be tied to the rise of cynicism in the general population? With a feeling that so many things are going wrong and many people are dying from this pandemic, it may feel like the end of days to people, so they just stop caring more about civilities like not swearing in public. It may also just be a nonviolent way of venting our frustrations built up because of the pandemic. Look, I think that it's true. And again, when people don't go out of their homes, I don't think it's necessarily true. It used to be people would say, don't talk like that at home. I do think, and that was a point she made in her piece, that today, when your home is your place of work, that distinction about, well, maintaining a higher standard in your home than you would in the workplace is no longer true. I think people are more conscious in the workplace. And so erasing the difference would basically let people fly, be free with their language, and it's not necessarily a good thing because it makes people a little bit less conscious of whatever impression you're making. Well, because you're with people you live with anyway at home. But are they going to quit on you? Sometimes that happens. This came in from John in Seattle, and I appreciate it very much. He says, I am a conservative Republican. Bless you. I work in an extremely woke environment. I've had coworkers scream at me for listening to your show. Just tell them to keep their voices down so you can hear me. Okay. I appreciate your telling me that. During this pandemic, I found myself swearing more as a result of losing my patience. I use the saying, daggummit, a lot. Well, that's like that section from the Christmas story that we played. But I do use the F word when I get real upset. All this division among Dems and Republicans has been worse than ever. My cursing definitely has gotten worse, John in Seattle. I do think that you touch on something, John, that is really part of this phenomenon that people are talking about. There is generally, even though the issues that we're fighting through right now, they're very serious, but they're not as fundamental as issues like slavery or issues about whether we enter World War II or World War I or not. They're not as fundamental as issues that we faced in the past. And yet, people's view of the other side is more negative than ever. I mean, You could believe terrible things about Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal, but there's no conservative who believed that Franklin Roosevelt was literally eating babies and drinking their blood and sacrificing them to Satan while trafficking in... I mean, come on. The stuff that people believe about the other side, and again, the stuff that people on the left believe about the right wing and the desire to destroy democracy and that everybody on the right wing is racist. If you have no respect or even some basic sympathy or understanding from people that you're arguing with, then you're much more likely to dispense with any idea of respect or respectful standards of discourse at all. And I think that is a problem with our politics, is believing in the absolute depravity of whoever it is on the other side. And the truth of the matter is, if anyone has ever worked around the U.S. Congress, I mean, there are all kinds of personalities. They're weird people. They're crazy people. They're obnoxious people. But most of the folks who we elect, and I know people say, oh, you're so naive, Medved, why are you trying to cover up for them? Most of the people who are elected, on the Republican side, certainly, on the Democratic side, certainly, they're not there to make money. There are better ways to make money, and we can make a whole lot more money in other ways without flouting the law. And they're there basically to try to help the country. And what was so sad and depressing, particularly about the January 6th experience, and it's been true in the aftermath of January 6th as well, is the continued demonization of people on both sides. And I mentioned before this remarkable documentary, which is called 4 Hours in the Capitol, which relies very directly on police officers. Most police officers are fairly conservative, and they don't believe the worst of the rioters. But given what they had to experience, that's another great credit to American law enforcement. Speaking of cursing, Ilhan Omar. I'm not cursing at her. We're going to play some of her going off the language rails a little bit. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to edge downward, President Biden says, "I did that." The president touting his administration's response to rising gas prices over the summer.
I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, gas prices are coming down more than 10 cents a gallon nationally.
Republicans have criticized President Biden's decisions to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and reverse many of former President Donald Trump's policies aimed at keeping oil production in the United States and keeping us energy independent. New data says the U.S. population grew at the slowest rate in history this year, the population only growing by 1% from July 2020 to July 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the
from now on, our troubles will be miles away.
That's Billy Joel, and the female voice there, kind of surprising. I didn't even know they had teamed up on a Christmas album, but it's Billy Joel and Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, one of the things that people know about Billy Joel is he was once married, and married for some time, to Christy Brinkley, and I guess the resemblance with Rosie O'Donnell was just something that he couldn't resist. In any event, she shows a better voice here. It wasn't Rosie O'Donnell, it was Roseanne Barr who got into so much trouble by screeching and really insulting performance of the national anthem. Remember that? She was singing the national anthem at a San Diego Padres game, and she was spitting and screeching and awful. And yes, when it's performed by people like Roseanne Barr, maybe the national anthem is not quite as moving as it should be. But congratulations and Merry Christmas to everybody. And meanwhile, there is this. We've been talking a little bit about harsh language, and it would be remiss not to re-deliver some of the harsh language from Ilhan Omar, the gentle lady from Minnesota, who went on MSNBC to express some of her rage about Joe Manchin. This is clip five. Listen.
We all knew that Senator Manchin couldn't be trusted. You know, the excuses that he just made, I think, are complete bullshit. It is really disheartening to hear him say that he has been trying to get there for the people of West Virginia, because that's a complete lie. The people of West Virginia would greatly benefit.
Okay, how likely do you think it is that the next time Joe Manchin has to run for re-election in West Virginia, which would be 2026, I'm pretty sure, that he's going to lose, or that a Democrat, another Democrat, is going to replace him? It's an increasingly Republican state. I don't think the citizens of West Virginia, there's no indication at all that masses of citizens are trying to vote out Joe Manchin. And Kamala Harris was asked on CBS by Margaret Brennan about the vice president and her relationship, and whether she believes that Senator Manchin, on whom so much depends right now, is actually somebody who's playing fair. Listen, this is clip two.
Do you feel that Senator Manchin is playing fair with you? I mean, he went on television and said no, pretty definitively.
I think the stakes are too high for this to be in any way about any specific individual.
It's a 50-50 Senate, though, so you
it
need
is. I'm the tiebreaker.
Exactly.
The stakes are so high. I refuse to get caught up in the what might be personal politics.
Okay. She refuses to get caught up in what might be personal politics. It's probably smart to stay away from banging on Joe Manchin, because he has spoken up and actually spoken fairly pugnaciously about the Democratic attempts to push him around. He's not for that. Here's what Manchin said responding to some of the Democratic backlash experienced after his fateful decision to say no on the Build Back Better bill. This is clip eight.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were, and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figured, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough, they'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything, just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from, and they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive.
Okay, he's talking about people from New York and California, people like Chuck Schumer and of course, Nancy Pelosi, and generally other people who run the Democratic Party and don't really have much appreciation for West Virginia. You remember how yesterday Bette Midler, speaking for a lot of people on the left, insulted the whole population of West Virginia, basically called them dumb, illiterate, and suggested that Joe Manchin wanted the whole country to be as revolting and impoverished and miserable as West Virginia. Which, of course, is also not going to attract support from the senator from West Virginia for future Democratic projects, like their continued attempt to pass the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill. Mitch McConnell spoke out, and it's a fascinating piece that appeared in the New York Times. And McConnell noted that the Senate is an institution where the most important vote is always the next one, leaving the Republican leader perplexed as to what drove Democrats to impugn Mr. Manchin's integrity by accusing him of reneging on commitments to the president. Why in the world would they want to call him into as a liar, call him out as a liar and try to hotbox him and embarrass him? Mr. McConnell, who is just one Senate seat away from regaining his majority leader title, asked in an interview, he said, "I think the message is we don't want you around." That's the message Democrats are sending to Joe Manchin. Obviously, that is up to Joe Manchin, but he clearly is not welcome on the other side of the aisle. And McConnell went on to speak in some detail about his conversations with Manchin and how welcome he would be as the 51st Republican and how that would change the world. Not necessarily in a way that Joe Biden would appreciate. James Carville, who has also talked sensibly about the Democrats' dilemma, I thought this was a pretty clever line. This from the guy who originated "It's the economy, stupid." This was clip one. Listen to James Carville, the raging Cajun.
Build back better, dead or alive, what do you think?
Build back better is dead, but build back differently is going to be very alive after the first year. I mean, they're going to get back. It will add substantial agreement on things. Everybody needs a little cooling off period. Look, it's 50. I'm getting a second grade math teacher needs to go to Washington and explain the number 50 to people. And, you know, we didn't do that well in these congressional and Senate elections, so we're where we are. I think the president and Senator Manchin are going to be able to work this out, but for right now, we're just going to put it on hold for a couple of weeks.
Okay, and maybe enjoy a holiday season. But why don't younger people enjoy the United States and feel that they're lucky to live here? We'll get to a new study by Pew on that subject coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like an Eskimo.
I don't think it's my imagination, but that song has become more and more of a dominant force every Christmas season for, well, maybe the last 20 or more. And supposedly, at least according to Mel Torme, who's one of the two guys who wrote that song, the Velvet Fog, as he was known, they put it together, words and music, in about 40 minutes, which is pretty incredible if you can actually create something that lasts forever. And as part of the soundtrack of all of our lives, particularly in this holiday season. And it, one of those things is that a country also has an inheritance and a sense of common experience, common feeling, common background. And some of the songs you hear, holiday time and patriotic occasions, July 4th, it's all part of it. But there's this new survey, it's an analysis actually, but based upon polling data by Pew Research Organization. And the headline is, younger Americans more likely than older adults to say there are other countries that are better than the U.S. Young people in the United States express far more skeptical views of America's global standing than older adults. They're also more likely to say it would be acceptable if another country became as militarily powerful as the U.S. Overall, about 52% of Americans say the U.S. is one of the greatest countries. Nearly a quarter say instead that the U.S. stands alone above all other countries. That's 23%. While another identical share, 23%, says there are other countries that are better than the U.S. Okay, you know, I kind of make it obvious where I would come down on that poll. I do think the United States stands alone as being better, greater, more consequential, more important to the rest of the world than any other country, with no other country really coming close. And what they report from Pew is that opinions about the nation's global standing have changed little since 2019. However, the share of adults saying there are other countries that are better than the U.S. is higher than it was a decade ago, with most of the increase coming among Democrats. And by the way, what's fascinating about this is that there has been no increase among Democrats feeling that the United States is really the greatest in the world with a change of administrations. I mean, in 2019, that's the middle of the Trump administration. And you would think that there'd be a lot of Democrats who would be put off by President Trump. We know there were. But it didn't really register in this poll, which I think is clear that there is an existence of America that is beyond politics. There continues to be wide age differences in views of how America compares with other countries. Roughly 4 in 10 adults under the age of 30 say there are other countries that are better than the U.S. That's the highest share of any age group. Age differences in these views are evident within both partisan coalitions. This is stunning. A majority, 55% of Democrats under age 30, say there are other countries that are better than the U.S. By comparison, just 20% of Democrats ages 50 and older say that. So why would it be? Why would younger people be so likely to say, number one, that they don't care. They don't care if there are other countries that are as militarily powerful as the United States. They seem to be far more inclined to say that it doesn't matter, that there are other countries that are better than the United States. And part of it, it seems to me, is they didn't live through the Cold War. And they didn't live through World War II, obviously. Most of them didn't even live through the Vietnam War and the experience there. So in other words, they came of age, younger people, after the Soviet Union fell apart in 1989. And you're talking about people who have lived in this unusual moment where there have been no serious challengers to the United States until China really recently emerged, and then Russia combining with other rogue states like North Korea and Iran are trying to upset the basically a global stability that people have called, I think rightly, the Pax Americana. The other thing about younger people is that I don't know the exact numbers on this, but everybody knows that older people are far more likely to have been abroad, partially because much older people may have served in the armed services, which used to be much more common before the institution of an all-volunteer army, and because older people who are retired do travel. And the idea of foreign travel and younger people, it's just not a thing the way it might have been back in the 60s when baby boomers were growing up. And if you don't have personal experience with other nations, you are much more likely to romanticize them, to glamorize them. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people just love Scandinavia and they've never been there. Not to say that there's not a lot to love. I mean, I admire Scandinavian culture and Scandinavian people and all of that, but still, the idea that when young people are thinking, oh, there are a lot of nations that are better than the U.S., what do you think they're thinking of? Probably not Russia. Probably not China. It's probably some of those social democratic, supposedly enlightened, very privileged nations in Europe. Speaking of privileged nations in Europe versus working class Americans, there's a new movie that's really a collaboration between two outstanding actor-directors. One of them is George Clooney, who directed it. The other is Ben Affleck, who stars in it. So what's the movie? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Abandoned at an early age by an abusive alcoholic father, a bright, ambitious Long Island boy finds an unlikely substitute in his Uncle Charlie, brilliantly played by Ben Affleck, a philosophical bar owner who helps him find his way to Yale University, where he pursues romance and wealth. Based on a memoir by a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, the movie, directed by George Clooney, is called The Tender Bar. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Amazon Prime in January.
What do you want to be, JR?
We're going to
Burek. What you do next is going to be important.
Despite differences in locations and destinations, this film is strongly reminiscent of Hillbilly Elegy, but with much more affection for all the principal characters. The main measure of the Tender Bar's success is that you really do care what happens to the protagonist, J.R. Moringer, after the movie's conclusion. It's rated R for loads of tough language and some brief but disturbing violence. 3 stars for The Tender Bar. And on the Michael Medved show, we're coming back tomorrow, obviously, and even closer to the Christmas holiday, and maybe we'll get to talk about why it is that so many of the most beloved Christmas songs we have every year have just a little edge of sadness to them. We'll also talk about a website that caters to liberal elites, but says that there's a Hollywood star with a tirade against Joe Manchin who showed a particularly ugly brand of liberal elitism. Who's the star? We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll also speak to Steve Moore about a better plan for the economy than Build Back Better. He's got one. And we'll speak to Governor Chris Christie, who is joining us to talk about how the Republican rescue that he's talked about in his book is already well underway. And there's also movies to be considered, including the latest version of Macbeth with Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand, and a much-praised movie with Olivia Colman and Dakota Johnson. A film that's won major awards as Best Picture of the Year based on a novel by Elena Ferrante. And we'll also talk about that big new documentary, 4 Hours at the Capitol. And no, it's not 4 hours long, and it's riveting. We'll talk about that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.